We look at what bike-friendly means to Wisconsin communities on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As new funding for bike trail projects flows into communities, it's a good time to take stock and assess what will happen in coming years to improve mobility for bikers and walkers. Wisconsin is home to 24 bike-friendly communities. That's according to the latest data from the League of American Bicyclists. And that includes Dane County and Stevens Point. Share your experience out on trails, commuting, what you want prioritized. 800-642-1234. Chris James is senior landscape architect for Dane County. Chris, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me this morning.
Good morning. We also have Joel Lemke with us, board president of the Green Circle Trail in Stevens Point. That's a 27-mile scenic loop connecting to other trails as well. Joel, welcome to you.
Oh, good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. And Joel, let's start with you and start with the Green Circle Trail in Point. Tell us what makes it so special.
Well, I think a lot of what makes the trail special is just the different attractions that you see when you're on it. It, you know, as you mentioned, it's a 27-mile trail in and around the Stevens Point area. Good for biking, hiking, walking, sightseeing, even bird watching, things like that. It hits our major flagship parks. If anybody is familiar with like Iverson, Buchholz, Pifner Park, some great riverfront scenery, both in the more developed part of town near downtown on the Wisconsin River, as well as the Plover River, where it gets to a really undeveloped area of Stevens Point without any development around.
It also, I was going to say, it also connects to like 45 miles of other trails. Is that right?
Yeah, there's a lot of other trails in the area, some rails to trails conversions, some ski trails, things like that around the community.
And so, Chris James, Bike Friendly America evaluated Dane County way back in the spring of 2016, indicating it as a bike-friendly community, getting a bronze on that report card. How have you seen bikeability change in the county in more recent years?
I think it's just continued to grow. The appetite never ends in Dane County and Madison. Bicycling is incredibly popular. I would say for Dane County parks, we always have at least 4, if not more, regional bike trail initiatives in some form of planning or development. And I think Dane County now is probably getting closer to 40 miles of our own trails, and there's easily over another 80 miles in the county through the other municipalities.
You can go a long way.
you can. And a lot of our trails connect into the state trail network, too. So it's just an incredible system, both for recreation and transportation.
They recommended that Dane County set up an active bicycle advisory committee. Is there anything like this going on?
There has been several over the past years since that. The Madison MPO, the planning organization, had an advisory committee. And there's been a couple other groups that have also started that as well, that do advocacy for us and support us in grants and other ways like that.
Do you feel like bikers are being heard, that that they have a seat at the table?
There's no doubt about it. And I think the evidence of that is our county board and county executive are extremely supportive of the bike trail network. Every year we have literally millions of dollars in our capital budget for planning and development of regional trails. And I think that's really the proof that the bikers are being heard.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Chris James, senior landscape architect for Dane County. Joel Lemke is here, board president of the Green Circle Trail in Stevens Point, as we check in on trail developments, bike commuting, biking for recreation, and what's going on in your community. 800-642-1234. Joel, for Stevens Point, the Green Circle Trail seems like much more of a grassroots endeavor that started back in the 80s. How do you get that community buy-in? How do you work with the city and county?
Yeah, there's some really strong relationships between the city and county. The Schmeekly Reserve as well, which is a great facility here in Stevens Point, part of the university, and it serves as our trailhead. And we all work together just to you know, there's some maintenance obviously on the trail that happens every year, quite a bit of maintenance on those 27 miles, because a lot of the trail is more of a gravel type surface, because we try to get off the road everywhere we can.
And so how is the trail maintained? I mean, who takes the lead on that?
Yeah, ultimately, it's the Green Circle. Okay. There are portions where there's some maintenance items done by the city and county entities, but the cost is borne by the Green Circle Trail, and that's all covered through donations. It's 100% donation-funded organization.
It always has been, and it seems like this really grassroots ability for a group to take a lead on saying, this is important to us and our community, let's make it happen. Do you feel that type of energy happening in Stevens Point?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, just a couple of years ago when we celebrated officially our 25th year of a trail being opened, there was plenty of effort prior to that, but the official trail opening 25 years ago for a section, and we've had a strong board ever since and a lot of community involvement, and it really is just kind of a gem around here. People seek it out, and locals and those who aren't local, a lot of use every year.
I want to pose this same question to both of you about gravel versus paved surfaces. And Chris James, you first, you know, as you approach trail discussions, what is the preference there for gravel or paved?
From my perspective, paved wins hands down because, one, it's much easier to maintain. We find we can get about 10 years out of a paved trail before it has to be resurfaced, which is really low maintenance. Gravel trails tend to wash out more and they have vegetation that tries to encroach. And I think the riders and the walkers and the joggers just prefer the pavement also because it's a much more uniform and constant surface.
And so for those multiple bike trails in planning and development stages, you steer toward paved. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yep, all the time.
Okay. And how about you, Joel Lemke, in terms of your trail? It sounds like gravel is the preference.
Well, it is for what the Green Circle Trail maintains. There are a lot of sections of the trail that go through parks, and through those sections, it's often paved. But a very good percentage of it is more of a gravel surface. And we've got pretty sandy soils around here, mm-hmm. so the water doesn't tend to be too big of an issue. Where it is, we use more of a limestone than the gravel to make sure it doesn't wash out. And I think we just find that it provides a good alternative. You feel a little more off the beaten path, if you will, on a surface like that. But I think both do a good job.
It sounds like you also have a mix because some of the trail is on city streets. Is that right?
That's right. There's a few areas that are a little challenging as far as how we'd otherwise cross, say, maybe a busy street in town or something. So we do vary off of the trails onto some city streets for several blocks here and there, and then where we can dive back into the woods or along the river or something like that.
We're talking about biking on the morning show. We have Joel Lemke in Stevens Point, Green Circle Trail president, and that 27-mile loop. Dane County landscape architect Chris James talking about the priorities in his county. They stay with us on bike trails, the routes, the challenges in their respective Wisconsin communities. You can join in on trail maintenance, trail investment, mobility, what matters to you on a bike, 800-642-1234. We'll pick this up in a moment here on the Ideas Network. We're discussing how to create bike-friendly communities and what efforts are underway around you here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The federal government is encouraging projects that enhance biking and walking to cut down on air pollution. The State Transportation Department identifies 14 projects in its Congestion Mitigation and Air Quality Improvement Program that runs through 2026. These projects total about $24 million. Several involve bike trails. You can join in on trail access, your experience biking, what Wisconsin needs to do here. 800-642-1234. We have Dane County's landscape architect Chris James and Green Circle Trail President Joel Lemke in Stevens Point. They stay with us. I just mentioned, Chris James, the Congestion Mitigation and Air Quality Improvement Program, and the projects on this list don't affect Dane County, your region of the state, but how do you feel? Are your programs receiving enough funding from local, state, and federal sort resources to do the things you want to do for bike and pedestrian trails?
I think we have been very fortunate to receive a number of federal and state grants over the past 10 years. One project that stands out is the Lower Yahar River Trail on Lake Wabisa, kind of between Madison and McFarland. And we received over $4 million in federal funding for that project. And actually that reduced the county's investment to just a little over a million, which is, that's just incredible. And we've had a number of other state stewardship grants have helped us out as well. So I think we've been pretty lucky that way.
The grants create that trail, but what about maintenance down the road? You have to really make sure that the resources are there to maintain these trails.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And our trail system has really expanded in the last 10 years, especially. A lot of that maintenance is done by parks operations staff. But with that said, we also have a very large volunteer network that helps out. And some of the funding for the state trail pass also funds maintenance for the trail.
How about you, Joel? Stevens Point Green Circle Trail. How have you turned to local, state, federal sources for funding what is very much a community-driven effort?
Yeah, well, I think that we have benefited from some past funding to some degree. But right now, the thing that comes to mind is the fact that there is a community effort here right now, along with the Green Circle's involvement, but really out of the community to apply for a TAP grant, Transportation Alternative Program grant, to actually build a pedestrian bridge over the Plover River immediately off of the Green Circle Trail. And that will provide another route to the east side of Interstate 39 here in a way that doesn't involve, going through four lanes of traffic and things like that. So, yeah, we're always looking for ways to benefit in that way. And I think that we've got a good project that will likely get some funding here.
And so when might you find out about whether that goes through?
Pretty soon, I believe. I think that we've got a pretty good feeling that it's going to get some funding. Just a matter of timing. So it might be one of those things where it rolls to next year again, just because of some work that needs to be done. But yeah, I think it's promising.
Do you feel like you have any of those challenges, those bottlenecks where there is a lot of lanes of traffic and you're trying to figure out how do we put a trail here? Or how do we get people across this safely? When you come up with those roadblocks, what do you do, Joel?
Well, I guess that's kind of the background of the whole thing, right, is how do we get off the roads? How do we get people around our community and not be reliant on those paved surfaces? That's kind of the main focus of the Green Circle Trail. But yeah, there are those challenges still where, you have to cross a river, you have to cross an interstate, or you have to cross a major arterial. And really, it just comes down to working with the local jurisdictions to do it safely.
And Joel, you are public utilities director for Stevens Point, your day job, so to speak. How does that filter into, how does the trail board work with local governments? And how do you see your work in public utilities factoring into what you're doing with the Green Circle Trail?
Yeah, on the surface, not a lot. But, oddly, the trail, some of the nice areas along the Plover River actually do go through municipal property where our municipal well field and the municipal airport are adjacent to them. And the reason the property is there to go through is because those two exist. So there's a lot of really cooperative work between the Green Circle Trail and the municipalities. And that includes the city of Stevens Point, Portage County, and we even get out into the village of Whiting along with Plover to our south a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk a little bit about the tools of the trade, Chris James. As an architect, I was reading about a new virtual tool that could help planners choose the best places to install bike lanes in cities, and it involves using sensors and a handlebar camera and really gathering a lot of data in order to make some of the best decisions in designing these trails. How do you use technology to help you in designing bike lanes and trails?
Well, I think one of the tools we use most is GIS information, and that really helps us to identify maybe environmentally sensitive areas or cultural features that may be out there, wetlands. And we've been doing that for quite a while, but one thing that's just started to come up more and more is it's an application called Streetlight that actually does like average daily traffic counts, and it kind of will do an analysis of roadways for their suitability for bicycle traffic. And we recently just used that on a project by Capitol Springs Centennial State Park to take a look at a roadway that we were using to connect into an off-road path. So I would say with the technology now, it's definitely easier and faster to come to some conclusions. And that's been a huge benefit in planning bike trails.
And so you don't have to string something across the road to get a count, you know, for an inter. I mean, I suppose that was more old school.
Yeah, there's that. That was pretty long ago. But the other thing is it helps us to really look, like take a first cut at looking at a whole region where a suitable route might fit best, rather than hiring another consultant to do those traffic counts for us. You can get down to where you're trying to go pretty fast now with the data that's out there online.
Hmm. Chris James, Senior Landscape Architect, Dane County, Joel Lemke here, Board President of the Green Circle Trail in Stevens Point, as we discuss what it means to be a bike-friendly community, projects they're working on, and the grassroots efforts to keep these trails going. Join in at 800-642-1234. Joel, how do you keep track of how many people are using the trail and the Green Circle Trail, and at what points where, you know, more use is happening, where less use is happening? Do you have a good estimation of that?
Yeah, we do. And I was just counting as we were going through here for, it looks like we have about 9, 10, 11, 12, maybe trail counters. We have a really interesting program where an intern at the Schmeekly Reserve does a trail counting report for us quarterly. We meet quarterly. And I was looking at one from 2020 here, where I think a lot of people in the state who are involved in trail systems saw their uses increase, if they are measuring, in fact. And
pandemic-related.
Yeah, absolutely. We saw a nearly 65% increase in trail usage during that time. And so, you know, we have our busier parts of the trail that'll see at sometimes 600 people per day, and even the lesser used ones will be almost 300 in those busy times. So yeah, we use some infrared type trail counters.
Chris James, did you see pandemic related boosts to the use of the trails at all? What did you find?
Off the charts.
Oh, my goodness.
We were amazed. I believe overall our park use went from 2 million to 4 million visitors a year, which for a county park system is pretty significant. And our trail systems, however hard we try to build them for capacity to 12 foot width or whatever they are, they were still, especially on weekends and off times, congested. It would be the word for it, I guess. And we're going to be interested going into the future if that trend continues. I'm sure we picked up some new users, and that's always great.
Because you want them to come back. You want them to appreciate that and come back again and again to get to make use of these trails.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's all connected. Trails are great for both transportation, recreation. People use them for wildlife observation and overall just a greater appreciation of the natural environment.
Mm. Joel, how do you keep people coming back again and again to using Green Circle Trail? What about reuse?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know that there's a ton of effort into making that specific goal, one of ours. We're mm-hmm. just trying to provide the trail that people want to use. First time users, excuse me, reusers. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that there's a real variety. If you want to see our riverfront through downtown parks, it's there. And on the other end, it's a totally different experience when you get down by the Plover River and you're there. Mm. And so there's just a lot of variety, and it's really usable. Have some good maps out there, and we have some signs along the trail, some really neat large kiosks that give you an idea of where you are in the community, where you're going, and even some notes that are specific to that part of the community. Mm.
Joel, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Great to be here.
And Chris, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Joel Lemke, Board President of the Green Circle Trail in Stevens Point. Chris James, Senior Landscape Architect for Dane County. We heard from Rodney in Madison, called in, said, I want to thank all those bike advocates. My son went to school in the rain this morning and couldn't keep him from riding his bike. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.